Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having a fantastic day today. We're getting some more rain down here in Florida, which is always nice to cool it down, as we stay pretty hot down here, but the rain definitely brings the temperature down and makes it nice and humid. So, lots of wild stuff going on today. And how are you doing today, Dev?
You know, Austin, it's been a great week. We had two incredible shows on Monday and Tuesday, and then yesterday John came in and talked to us about what's going on with the pedophilia problems in Hollywood and basically also going on in D.C. I'm going to be covering that in detail as far as the energy field around the planet tomorrow. You guys don't want to miss tomorrow's show. It's going to be one of those esoteric shows that you guys like so much. Every time I do a show on this weird stuff, I get all these great, oh, we love this stuff you covered, you know? I mean, a few weeks ago, I talked about the 5G network, I think Monday a week ago, and we got the plethora of emails in on that, how everybody loved me talking about that. So if you guys want to hear about that in detail, that was Monday a week ago, and that's one of those must-listen-to shows. But I had a really interesting text yesterday from Rodney Howard Brown. Now, you guys, I've had Rodney on my show before on the Power Hour. He's a good friend of mine. I literally text him 8, 9, 10 times a day. I mean, I talk to him all the time. We've been to his church many, many, many times. And I've watched at least 10,000 people get saved in his church. That is not a sanguine stretch. That is not an exaggeration. I was there one Christmas service, Austin, where 1,700 people came up in one Christmas service to get saved. 1,700. I mean, they literally, the entire altar area was packed. I mean, they were packed down the aisles on both sides of the church. I mean, the church only seats like, you know, 4,500, 5,000 people, and a third of the church came forward to get saved. He spends like $5,000 to $6,000 per week just bringing in buses and buses and buses of people out of the inner cities of Tampa. And it was amazing to me to see that many people get saved in one service. I know in a lot of the churches that have basically become frozen chosen, they may have 4 or 5 salvations a year. I mean, they don't have much of anything going on. So this guy really is on the point with God. Well, this was interesting. On Tuesday, he sent me a text and said that he had been in the White House and he had been asked to come to the White House to pray for Donald Trump. I mean, to lay hands on Donald Trump with him and several other evangelical leaders. And I thought, whoa. Well, then he started sending me photographs of all of this stuff. And if you're on my personal email list, you got all these photos. But then, you know, of course, the liberal media jumps in on it. And then this, and of course, Drudge actually put it on their lead story. And actually, Rodney got hit up all these news agencies all over the country. And I had one of my liberal friends contact me and was all mad because I sent this out in a text to everybody. And they sent me this article from Vanity Fair, which really is a liberal news rag. But they really were careful with what they said, and I want to cover a few of these things. I'm also going to tell you exactly what happened from the texts from Rodney Howard Brown. I'm also going to tell you what Trump said when the TV evangelists and these pastors walked in, and I want to tell you what he said about prayer. So you guys get ready. This is going to blow your mind today. This one's going to blow your mind today. And this is, now remember, this isn't coming to you 25 people deep. This is from Rodney Howard Brown on Texas today to me. These are the videos, the pictures he sent me, and I'm giving you this information from my friend. Because remember, I know Rodney and Adonica, they were both there. That's his wife. Great marriage, by the way. I know David and Nicole, they got a great relationship with Trump. And I know Paula White, she's got a great relationship with Trump. And I know Wayne Allen Root, has got a great relationship with Trump. So I got like 6 or 7 people that I actually have a relationship with that's one person away from the President of the United States. And now we have Rodney Howard Brown along with 20 other evangelists approximately meeting in the Oval Office on Tuesday. So I'm pretty excited about this. I guess you guys can tell. But I'm going to read you part of what Vanity Fair says because it's a pretty liberal rag, and I want to just kind of give you some idea about what it says. It says, on Tuesday, an indelible image began circulating on Twitter, a prayer circle in the Oval Office with a tight close-up on the President's shoulders, ringed by religious leaders laying hands on his back. Vice President Mike Pence whose evangelical roots are well known, is just about the only person who's recognizable. I'm reading part of this. This isn't the first time Trump has participated in public prayer. The latest image wasn't shared by the president by evangelical pastor Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, who wrote that he and his wife Adonica were asked to pray over Trump in the White House. Yesterday was surreal for Howard Brown. This is a quote from him. We 30 years ago, we came from South Africa to America as missionaries. Yesterday, I was asked to pray over our 45th president. What a humbling moment standing in the Oval Office, laying hands and praying for our president. Supernatural wisdom, guidance, and protection. Who could ever even imagine, wow, we are going to see another great spiritual awakening. And then he goes on to say, they start quoting some of the stuff that Rodney has said. And back in 2016, he said on his Facebook account, Trump does not censor, this is from Rodney Howard Brown again, Trump does not censor his words like politicians do. He says what he thinks, which appeals to people. I'm not saying I agree with everything he has said or that he knows everything that he is signing up for, but I do believe that he will put knowledgeable people around him who share the same values as patriotic Americans do. And another pastor said, I know that Donald is saved, told NBC News. He's absolutely received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. I understand on a much more personal level his walk. He doesn't know our Christian language, but that doesn't mean he's not a man of faith. However untraditional Trump's show of faith may be, he's just the latest in line of Christian presidents. Now they're actually saying Barack Obama was a Christian president, which is a complete and total joke. So it was a very interesting article, even in Vanity Fair. They were very careful not to stomp on Donald Trump being prayed over because they don't want to get everybody on the entire planet hacked off of them. Now, I have a liberal friend. This is funny. I have got a really good friend of mine who's German. He owns Yalaha Bakery in the Yalaha, Florida. And if you guys ever get close to this Orlando area, it's one of the best organic bakeries you're ever going to find. And what's funny about this is she's the one who sent me this article from Vanity Fair and one from Spiegel. Now, what's funny about this is I talked to her, I sent her an email, and I said, even Vanity Fair walked lightly on this topic. Whenever people pray, it is deeply spiritual. Regardless of Trump's past, he is asking Christians to pray for him. He's humbling himself before God. This is my quote now. It doesn't matter who the preacher is. It's the act of humility before the Almighty that is the real story here. I'm going to read you again what I wrote. Even Vanity Fair walked lightly on this topic. Whenever people pray, it is a deeply spiritual experience. Regardless of Trump's past, he's asking Christians to pray for him. He's humbling himself before God, before Yahweh. It doesn't matter who the preacher is. It's the act of humility before the Almighty that's the real story here. Then the response from the liberal friend said, I agree with that, although he's the least religious person around, which is not true. Barack Obama was that. He's just using the church for his goal, never been a religious person. And I said, I don't know that. I'm not going to judge him. I know that since I became a Christian, I have changed a lot. This is my quote again. Several years ago at an FSU game, I met an old roommate from Florida State. He knew me as a 21-year-old non-Christian. He brought up my past and judged my current life on who I was at 21. Remember, I'm 62 now, 60 back then. He had not even spoken to me for almost 40 years, but he was quick to judge me based on an experience he had had with me back in 1977. I don't want to do that to other people. Obviously, Trump is at least trying to relate to Christians. Whether he has become one is between him and God. Whether he's meeting with pastors for real or staged reasons is not my right to judge. All I know, his very act, humbling himself before God. You and Jurgen, this is your husband, met the preacher at my home, who is talked about in this article. He's Pastor Rodney. He's a close personal friend. He's the real deal. If anyone can affect Trump, it's him. Your husband liked him. Rodney, Pastor Rodney, carries a 45. Having him in the Oval Office is reassuring to me. And her response back to me was, I didn't know he was one of them. And I said, yep, and you know him. That puts you and Jurgen one person away from the sitting president. Wow. Then she suddenly said, it'd be great to hear from him about his experience. I said, next time he is here, I will invite you and Jurgen. And she goes, great, thank you. Now, I'm going to go back to you the exact quotes from Rodney Howard Brown that he sent me personally on the Texas this morning. This is absolutely amazing. The picture you see in Vanity Fair and all these different publications is his hand and his wife's hand together as Rodney was asked to pray over Trump. And so then he goes on and he said, then he goes on here. I'm just going to read you this. This is a long set of stuff. He goes, my hand, my wife's, the picture went viral. He goes, President of the United States and the VP with us and Adonica. I'm standing behind the president. These are the pictures. And he goes, surreal. Trump asked for prayer. And just before we prayed, he said, come on in and lay your hands on me. When we walked in, he said, listen to this. When we walked into the Oval Office, Trump said, guys listening, here comes the real power, the power of God. And Rodney says, I have it all on video. We have to pray. There's a plot to take him out. I found out from high-ranking congressional leaders, I spent from 9:30 to 12:30 with him and his office, that it's not good. We must pray fervently for the President of the United States. Guys, this is so amazing that he said, here comes the power of God. And said, then he wanted the people who were there, the prayer warriors, the pastors, to lay hands on him. So here's the thing that I believe has happened, and I've told you guys this repeatedly. Oh, by the way, this is breaking news right now. I don't think Rodney's done any interviews on this, so you're hearing it on this show. Here's the thing. Trump is swimming in a tank full of great white sharks that are really in a feeding frenzy, and somebody's just poured about 100 gallons of blood in the water. This guy has got himself in a hands full of mess with the deep state, the CIA, the pedophilia group that we talked about yesterday, and all of these sickos with their soul cooking parties and their blood drinking ceremonies. He's in the middle of these guys. Okay, and that's why he is asking for prayer for all of us, because he's in a situation, he's just trying to stay alive. And he's doing everything he possibly can, I believe right now, though he's making some bad choices. But guys, have you ever thought about this? And I've thought about this too. Like when he puts Gottlieb in for the FDA. Remember, the Rothschild banking cartel owns almost all the pharmaceutical corporations right now. The Rothschild banking cartel, through Goldman Sachs, basically had Gottlieb on their payroll for years and years and years at GlaxoSmithKline, because they own the major pharmaceutical companies. He may not have a lot of choices right now trying to stay alive and putting somebody in who's going to be completely and totally opposed to vaccines. Like, that's why you haven't heard about Robert Kennedy coming in now and leading a commission about this. He may be in a situation where he's trying to figure out how to tread lightly on all of these serpents, not to have too much venom put into him at once. Because every time the man does something that they don't want him to do, they nail him in the press. They nail him everywhere. They nail him online. They nail him with everything. The problem is, they couldn't nail him yesterday when he was calling upon the Most High there on Tuesday. They couldn't nail him for that, because they knew if they did that, it would blow back in their face. Even Vanity Fair couldn't do it. They knew there would be a massive blowback back against the magazine and against the individuals. Because, guys, there are a lot of Christians still in the United States. Now, a lot of people may not care for all of the evangelists that were there in that meeting. I could care less about any of that. Here's why. I'm not in the White House praying for Trump. I've got to see these people as my advocate. I've got to see them as somebody who has the hand, the voice, the ear of the President of the United States of America in the middle of the most turbulent time in this country's history. I've got to believe that God Almighty is going to speak through these guys and work through these guys and women to change the direction of the United States. We all have to agree with that in prayer with him. Plus, we have to pray for his protection. Now, am I going to continue to hold Trump's feet to the fire? Absolutely yes. I will not capitulate. Whenever he puts somebody in like Gottlieb or the new head of the CDC, I'm going to call him out. I'm going to say, this is a mistake. And if I ever have the ability to meet with President Trump, you guys already know what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring him a list of stuff and said, you need to have your guys look into this. This isn't cool. And I'm going to bring a whole list. I'm going to tell him to start listening to Ted and Austin Brower show every single day. If he has time or have staff to do it. You think Austin, you know I'm not joking.
Because, oh, yeah.
Because he's going to hear he's going to hear the pulse of the American people. He's going to hear the pulse of the true believers of Yahweh and Yeshua and what we believe and what we expect him to do as president, because we know what he's against. And we're going to continue to stand in prayer with him to support him for what he's trying to do. But yes, we have to continue to say, hey, look, guys, it's not okay. He's doing things that are wrong. We need to fix this. And guys, I'm going to say it like Austin said it again yesterday. Until we get rid of that Federal Reserve System in the United States and their ability to print fiat currency, and until we get rid of that Exchange Stability Fund, and we get rid of these international banking cartels being able to come in and use their investors' money to buy stocks and bonds against what we used to have with Glass-Steagall. Until we put all that back into place, we're never going to get our country back, guys. And until we get rid of this deep state running everything, we're not going to be able to get our country back. What do you think, Austin?
Yeah, man, that's some strong info, man. That's definitely breaking. I knew when I saw that photo on Drudge yesterday, I knew something big was going on when I saw everybody laying hands on Trump. But that's pretty intense that Rodney was over there with him and he got to talk to him. It's like you said, man, I think that's a really, really good sign that obviously Trump knows he can't do this on his own, and he needs the help of Yahweh, and he needs the help of Jesus Christ, and he needs the support from all the followers, the true believers in this country to really support him and back him right now. And as you said, yeah, if he does something or puts somebody in, we're definitely going to call him out, especially if it's something I don't agree with. Am I always right, Dad? Are you always right? No, not all the time. But again, we see the information, we look at what's going on, and we do the research. However, though, as we do see, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, and I guarantee you there is a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that even we have no idea about. And as Dad was just saying, the deep state is in full-blown panic mode. I mean, when's the last time you saw the globalist mainstream prostitute media sit there and hammer a sitting U.S. president day in and day out with every single news article they could physically pull up on him, whether it's about him or his wife or his family? Every single person that's involved with Trump, the mainstream media hammers them every single day. They still have brought this whole nonsense, and they won't drop it about Russia and Trump colluding to try and steal the election. We know all this stuff is fake news. We know it's all bogus. It's all obfuscation to try and take focus off what's really going on in the country and what Trump's really trying to do to undermine everything he set out to try and bring back to the American culture. So I'm very, very pleased that Rodney had the opportunity and the privilege to go over there, and I am very happy to know that Trump basically humbled himself and asked for them to pray for him, Dad. That's definitely a very big step, in my opinion. And I think if the American population, we can sit here and come together as they did, and we can continue to pray and support one another and show exactly how true Christians are supposed to act, that we can really change this country back and hopefully get rid of the Federal Reserve and throw this Rothschild banking cartel back out of the United States again, as we've already done before, and try and bring us back to the roots that our original founding fathers designed this country to be built on, and that was not to be based on irredeemable paper currency and satanic rituals like abortions every year, Dad. So it's definitely a good sign. We'll see where it goes.
You know, it's funny. We have so many emails, and one of our listeners texted us the other day, emailed us the other day and said, you know, you guys got the most incredible show. You guys tell the truth. And he was talking about the 5G network from last Monday, a week ago. And he said, chances are you guys aren't growing as fast as you could because you won't compromise on your stand with Christianity. You know, guys, I got a newsflash for you. That's not true. We're growing unbelievably fast. And you know why we're growing unbelievably fast? Because we won't compromise on our stand on Christianity or with Yahweh or Yeshua.
Yeah.
Because everybody else is compromised. Not everybody else. I can't say that. The guys that we hang out with, Sheila and Dave and Hagman, they haven't done that at all. But you don't see us out there partying. You don't see us drunk on the air. You don't see us smoking cigars. You don't see us just doing crazy nonsense. You don't see us doing stuff like that because we try to practice what we preach. And I tell you what, am I perfect? Absolutely not. I mean, I'm constantly having to repent to the kids and to my office staff and everything else. I'm sorry that I said this or I did this. You know, please forgive me. I'll do better next time. I have to be that way because, guys, we have to understand something. We don't have to be perfect because Jesus Christ was perfect for us. That's the mystery of the cross. That's the whole thing that's foolishness to the world. It's the power that we have, that he gave us grace. So all we have to do is the best we can, which is what it talks about in the book of James. Should we continue to sin should we continue willfully sinning so we'll know the knowledge of the truth? No, by no means. We died to sin. How can we live it any longer? But does that mean we're perfect? Does that mean we're not tempted? No. But what it means is that we realize as Christians that when we do mess up and we do make mistakes, it's okay. We just have to quick to confess them, be done with them, and God doesn't remember them anymore. It doesn't make any difference. But just don't continue in that repetitive sin. Just don't keep doing it. That's what's so very important. Here's another article. A fake medical research, as big a problem as fake news, says a former CBS anchor. This is a really good article. And it says, as the world confronts the realization that the mainstream media organizations are the primary source of propaganda, I'll call it what it is, he calls it fake news, and corporate propaganda in our world, more information continues to come to light indicating that much of the mainstream science and medical research is also fraudulent. I reported on what happened with the Duke a few weeks ago. In 2015, the editor of the prestigious Lancet study issued a report warning that as much as 80% of today's research supporting pharmaceutical marketing is fraudulent. 80%, guys. Quote, much of the scientific literature, perhaps half, may simply be untrue, afflicted by studies with small sample sizes, tiny effects, invalid exploratory analysis and flagrant conflicts of interest, together with an obsession for pursuing fashionable trends of dubious importance, science has taken a turn towards darkness. This is from Dr. Richard Horton, editor of the world's most respected journal, The Lancet. And he goes on to say, I think physicians and the public have come to believe that drugs are better and safer than they really are. This is Dr. Marcia Engel. Another one by Dr. Howard Pomerantz said, one always has to be aware of the possibility that someone who is an author or co-author or someone who is consulted to help support the research was a paid consultant by the pharmaceutical industry, and that not always apparent. I mean, the conclusion is simple, that the unseen interests are exercising a startling level of control over medical research and over what is and is not published. The message is the public has been trained to take this type of research at face value because of the air of credibility that many of these institutions have in the public eye. Guys, this is something that we've talked about over and over and over again. It's like the other day when I told you the DARPA had put out a $65 million grant to complete the brain interface in the human beings, and I told you that was obfuscation. That interface has already been completed years ago, and I had one of our listeners, a top engineer in the United States, I won't mention his name, emailed us, and you sent me the text, Austin, on it, and he says, you're absolutely right. This was finished years ago. This is complete and total, trying to let other people take the hit for what's going to happen with all of this stuff. Guys, everything they're doing is technologically hundreds of years in advance of what we have right now. We have rocket ships that can travel around the solar system right now. I'm telling you that right now. We have that technology. If you think that we have the technology from Wernher von Braun, 1933 in Peramundo, let me tell you something, guys. That is almost 100-year-old technology. And you think that's what we're still working with? That's like saying the Wright brothers airplanes haven't been improved upon since Kitty Hawk 100 years ago. Are you kidding me? Everything has changed, and everything's a lie. These guys have retro-engineered these spacecraft that have crashed. You can read Colonel Corso's book, The Day After Roswell, and you'll see it. The technology we have is literally part of a, quote, breakaway society, which they decided to leave us out of the loop. That's what they're doing. And I'm going to talk about a lot of this stuff tomorrow. So it's going to be an interesting show tomorrow, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, Austin, I'm sorry. I'm pontificating and taking up the whole show.
Man. This is a great show. I wanted to touch, to just add on to what you were saying about our customer that's basically has worked with the AI, all that stuff, because I got that email too. And a lot of people, I got a couple other emails on that asking me about if what they thought about that and if we were really accurate on that. And that's why I brought up the article. Remember, this was back from Monday. And the name of the article was IB Times. If you guys were asking me for it, that's what it is. The name of the title, the article is from IBTimes.com. The name of the title was U.S. Military, DARPA grants $65 million to connect human brains with digital devices. Now, the individual customer and friend that we have that's been in this whole area for years and years, 30-plus years, said in here, after a few things he talked about with us, in the email he says, DARPA has already developed this technology. You are correct that through the grants, they are both creating an alibi and also market acceptance by having large, well-known firms such as Google, IBM, Microsoft, etc. involved, the public acceptance of this alien hybrid agenda will seem mainstream. In addition, the elites need people to willingly, and in parentheses he says, free will acceptance of the enemy and Satan. They need them to buy this technology willingly, and in order to do so, the cost has to come down. They want to both embed the AI and make money at the same time. And I 100% agree with him on this. This is what we talked about on the show a month or so ago, where they're bringing in the electronics for the individuals that have lost limbs in the military, and they're tying this stuff into the body, into the brain. It has to be voluntary. Whatever these guys are involved in, this weird stuff they're involved in, for some odd reason, you have to voluntarily give yourself over to them. They can't extract it from you. It's very strange. And they need that as a portal, as a device, as your soul, essentially, that they can use. But you have to relinquish it. That's why it says in Revelations, those who take the mark of the beast. It doesn't say those who are forced to accept the mark of the beast. It says those who take the mark of the beast, meaning you're going to take it if you want to take it. You're going to willingly accept it and absorb it. So that's just something that I thought was pretty wild about that article. And his dad said, again, it was all obfuscation to put that out there in the mainstream news to really show people, hey, this is what we want to do. And on top of that, they want to get the cost down on it so it's easier to purchase. Also, too, what's going on with Amazon right now, they just made news on MarketWatch. Now, I don't know if this is obfuscation again from the mainstream media. They're saying here, Amazon, it's the title, Amazon is getting too big and the government is beginning to talk about it. Basically, what it goes in here is the government, parts of the government are talking about antitrust action against Amazon. Now, again, I know the CIA pumps massive money into Amazon. They go into this article and they talk about how the Prime Day that Amazon just had was the biggest one they've ever had. It was up 60% from last year. Essentially, Amazon's coming in and they're controlling the entire market. The books, the cloud, the electronics, the fashion, the grocery, they're beginning to completely absorb all of it and shut down brick and mortar retailers. And that basically certain elements of the Democrats in the Senate are saying that they need to start investigating Amazon for possible adverse impact on competition. Now, the thing about this with me is I think this is one of those things that they're trying to throw out there in the media because they know everybody's talking about it, as we brought this up months ago, and they want to address it and to kind of make people think this is what we're talking about, we need to look into it, we need to do this. But in my opinion, I do not really think they have any intentions on trying to break up Amazon. Now, if Trump comes in, he may be able to do an executive order, but I think a large portion of the government, I know the CIA and the basically the black op deep state, they are using Amazon for research, funding, servers, intel, all kinds of stuff from what they do. So that's where this is going right now. But I wanted to bring that up because it was a big article today on MarketWatch. What do you think about that, Dad, as far as them releasing that now that they're basically starting to say the government's talking about antitrust actions towards them?
Well, they need to. I mean, whether that happens or not, I mean, we don't, you know, have Teddy Roosevelt running around anymore busting up trust, but the reality is when Rockefeller had his trust busted up with Standard Oil, he became much more wealthy when they became a bunch of different companies that he still owned interest in. I mean, so it's one of those things that we've got a real problem right now with these businesses being taken out by Amazon, these brick and mortar stores. I mean, it's just crazy what's going on. I mean, right now, Walmart, one of the articles I just read, now I haven't vetted this now, but it came from a reputable source, has basically told the trucking corporations that if they continue to deliver Amazon goods to Amazon, that Walmart won't use them anymore. They're trying to disrupt their supply chain. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know, but it came from a reputable source, but, you know, we need to do some more research on that. I wasn't going to mention that, Dan, so you start talking about this. But the thing about it is, guys, even Walmart is feeling this. This is huge. I mean, gosh, are you kidding me? You sign up for Prime and you get stuff to you in 2 days, you don't have to leave the house? I mean, are you joking? It doesn't cost anything but $100 a year? I mean, you guys have no idea when we ship our products out to you guys, how expensive it is. It's $8 to $12 to $15 to $20 a box just to ship it. That's why we have to keep at least a $100 minimum order just to get free shipping on that stuff, because the free shipping usually on that order is costing us between $6 and $12. I mean, so it really cuts into the massive, it cuts massively into your margins because, and I don't even know how Amazon's doing this. Now they're going to be bypassing the post office and anything else with this mega drone they're fixing to start releasing with a giant blimp that's going to bring everything directly to your house within minutes if they have it in inventory of when you order it. So yes, this is a massive, massive monopoly is what it is. And if we do not go in and do something to it and try to break this mess up, it's simply going to just destroy the entire economy of the entire country if we don't bust this thing up like we did in Ma Bell and get some competition in the market, Austin. The CIA and the internal funding that they've received from who knows where, the CIA or whatever, you know, with Amazon, it has given them an unfair marketing advantage because it has subsidized them to the point of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars. And it's just not okay, guys. It's not okay that they have the ability to be subsidized by tax dollars. Are you joking? Remember, that's who funds the CIA. And, of course, the CIA is funded by their heroin dollars, too, Austin. What do you think? What's your next story, bud?
No, that's exactly right with all this. Also, too, another pretty wild thing that they've shown here, and we've talked about this repeatedly for years, this is the medical model that we always bring up, and that when you start going down this medical model, and this is something that I have an issue with, and I try to help customers as much as possible, but this goes on and on and on all the time, and this is why I'm bringing up this article, because it's not just us saying this anymore. There's actually real research talking about this as far as with chemo. But a lot of times we have people email us and they're literally like, well, I've been through like 4 rounds of chemo. I'm going through another round now. I don't know what to do with this. I got rid of it and it came back. What should I do now that I'm on more radiation and chemo? And the problem is, guys, once you go down that medical model, it's very difficult for us to intervene and really give you any type of effective advice from a legality standpoint and from a liability standpoint. But now, new research just conducted at Albert Einstein College of Medicine and Yeshiva University has found that chemotherapy directly spreads cancer throughout the body in some cases, causing a sharp increase in cancer cells circulating through the body, including the lungs. Led by Dr. George Cairdness, the research focused on chemotherapy treatment of breast cancer, but further studies plan to see how the chemotherapy actually spreads the cancer to other tissues as well. The research was published in the Scientific Translational Medicine. The summary of the study reports that the authors discovered that several types of chemotherapy can increase the amount of TMEM complexes in circulating tumor cells in the bloodstream. It concludes that chemotherapy, despite decreasing tumor size, increases the risk of metastatic dissemination. And basically, they're saying here that it increases your chance of having cancer in other places of the body. This is why we bring up so many times that there's a lot of natural approaches you can do to keep the immune system strong, but be very, very careful when you start going down this chemotherapy road and make sure you know what you're getting into. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm not saying go against your doctor's advice. You need to make what's the best decision for you and talk to your doctor. But what I am saying is make sure you have a full understanding of what you're about to do to your body and what you're about to go through, and that that's the decision that you want to go through, and it's the best one and not one done out of fear. Because, guys, it's chemotherapy, cancer, all this stuff has turned into an industry. It is a giant multi-billion-dollar industry every single year. They have absolutely no intent on trying to slow it down, in my opinion, with the collusion of the GMOs and Monsanto and the vaccines and all the stuff we're seeing pushed upon us. I think they're intentionally trying to increase cancer, as I talked about in the UK research study this week, is that the cancer ratings in cancer now, the amount of incidences of cancer in the UK now supersede those of marriages and first-time births in the UK now. More people are having cancer than more people that are having marriages and more families that are having first-time child in the UK for the first time in history. That is a significant problem, guys. It is not an accident. It is not a coincidence. But this research done out of the Albert Einstein College of Medicine University really should wake you up, man. Open your eyes to you and your family and what's really going on, and make sure you do all your research before you do any of this stuff.
I'm going to try to cover this tomorrow on the show, and how I may not be able to cover it all, but how what happens with prenatal nutrition and what happens with women who don't take care of themselves before they get pregnant, and what happens with women who smoke and drink alcohol, and how these babies are being born with these totally inadequate defense systems as far as their immune systems, and then they're being subjected to this massive onslaught of immunizations the first couple of years, and how this is increasing the cancer load. Remember, guys, back in the 60s, they dumped a bunch of simian 40 virus into 100 million people in the United States, which was live cancer cells. And now we have a huge amount of women who've been diagnosed with breast cancer and brain cancer and bone cancer because of this virus that's basically epigenetically involved with us. And we have people now that are 2 and 3 generations deep that still have that same virus in them after they were injected in it. This is what happens when you rewrite your DNA with live stuff like this. Remember that one movie? The last Jason Bourne movie. I forgot the guy who plays in all those Avenger movies. Jason, whatever his name is. Not Jason, something else. But he basically ends up having his IQ locked in, and he had his speed and endurance and strength locked in from a live virus. When you rewrite this DNA in these cells and it starts replicating itself, it changes you. You become a different species, and we're going to talk about that in length tomorrow. I found this article, by the way, it's from The Soccer, and he's usually pretty good about what he says. And so, but you can take this and just with a grain of salt. Walmart declares war on Amazon and other news. In the U.S., Walmart declared an open war on Amazon by telling trucking companies that it will no longer do business with them if they continue moving goods for Amazon. Now, this is some crazy stuff. I mean, this is a crazy article that was written, but guys, you need to read through this one because apparently we have a system in the United States that is really transporting a lot of different goods for a lot of different companies, and Walmart is using their incredible muscle right now as far as being one of the primary shippers in the United States, but also Walmart has their own fleets. I see the Walmart and Sam's trucks all over the place, and I'm sure that soon Amazon's going to have their own fleet of trucks just like as we see with Walmart. So we'll see what happens, Austin. What are you thinking? What's your next story?
Yeah, absolutely. They definitely got to do something, and I can't blame them. I mean, because, I mean, granted, I'm not a huge fan of Walmart at all, but on the other hand, too, the level and extent of what is happening with Amazon needs to be addressed, and I'm glad it didn't make the mainstream news. I really hope it just goes further in as far as is watched closely and, you know, and make sure this doesn't continue to escalate and get worse, because right now it's already worse than it should even be, but they're getting bigger, and in my opinion, a lot of its government funding on the back end, as we already know, the CIA. Also, too, Trump stated today that he's going to be very angry if Senate Republicans are not able to pass a bill to replace and repeal Obamacare. As I was talking about you guys yesterday with Rand Paul, he basically said that the Obamacare, he didn't think anything was going to happen with it. Essentially, what they're trying to do is come out with a 2.0 Obamacare that's just going to be more of the same crap, if not more, that the American population on the hook for. Now in Montana, healthcare insurers in Montana have requested premium rate hikes as high as 23% for next year. The three insurers serving the individual market in Montana are Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Pacific Source. And what they're saying now, Blue Shield and Blue Cross serve about 32,000 customers. They're trying to get a 24% increase. Some of the other ones are trying to get anywhere from a 7 to a 15% increase. This is going across all across the board. You know, Atlanta has health insurance. I don't have health insurance. I'm not going to pay for it. I'm not going to pay the fine either. I don't agree with any of it. You can't force somebody to pay something that they don't want. But Atlanta wanted it, and she wanted Hunter to have it, so I've continued to have it for them, and it's incredibly expensive for even just a base policy. And we just found out, you know, about a month ago that we're pregnant again. We're about to have another kid, which is fantastic. We have our second child. So again, she's using the midwife. Last time she used the midwife, she used her health insurance, and they covered a big chunk of the midwife cost because midwives are not cheap anymore. A lot of people think that they're very cheap down here. They are not cheap at all. They actually have mandatory prices they have to charge now because the health care departments came in because the midwives were so much cheaper than the hospitals and basically mandated that they charge X amount of dollars for certain services, so that it does not take away from the hospital care. So they make sure that there's not a big enough discrepancy that people go to midwives over cost, which is pretty ridiculous. Again, you're forcing a business to charge a certain price just because you want to keep another industrial complex in business. But anyways, on a side note, we just got a note yesterday stating that the Humana, which we have, that are right now for Hunter and Lana, our current insurance premium is $520 a month for those two. $520 a month. If I was on the premium, if I was on it, it was right under $800 a month, which is insane to me. I mean, that's your house mortgage, $800 a month. Are you kidding me for health insurance? And it's like the lowest plan because all the other ones just go through the roof. We've looked at a lot of other ones and they're all garbage. I mean, they hardly do anything with these huge deductibles. Well, now we found that out of the entire cost of the midwife thing, Humana wrote us a letter and said they're going to cover $20 of the entire expense. I didn't stutter on that. I said $20. That's 20.00. And I emailed them back and raised absolute just, yes, I raise a lot with them, and I have a phone call that I'm supposed to be taking with them tomorrow while I'm leaving town, and we're going to try and get something resolved on this. I said, this is absolutely insanity. You're charging us over $6,000 a year for a premium. That's not including deductible, and you guys are going to cover $20 of the bill. I would rather you tell me you're not covering any of the bill and to basically go kick rocks. We stole your money and ripped you off, and I would feel better about it instead of slapping me with $20 in the face. That's complete and total insult. So Humana and the insurers that work with Humana, these guys are all going down the toilet. The premiums are going through the roof. The care of what they're actually covering with these plans is going through the floor. You're getting less of what you pay for, and the deductibles are going up. So yes, Obamacare needs to be repealed. This giant fiasco of a health care service we have in the United States is absolutely repulsive to me, that they want to charge Americans thousands of dollars a month in some cases for full families for health care, and then don't even want to cover anything when it comes down time to do so. So, yeah, that's kind of the end of my rant with that right now on health care, Dad. But, yeah, I was pretty irritated about that yesterday.
Well, what we have to understand is that the health care Obama bill was – Obamacare was written by the healthcare industry. They knew this would happen. They would need to be able to raise the rates.
Yep.
And Trump said when he took office, before he took office, he's going to make it legal to basically have healthcare across state borders, which none of that's happened. None of that's happened because he can't get it through the Senate to the Congress, because this healthcare industry is a huge lobbying group in Washington, D.C., and they pay millions and millions of dollars in lobbying money to congressmen and senators every single year to help them with their reelection campaigns. And so these guys are basically designing this whole thing to bankrupt the United States, which is what it's going to do. I told you guys, my health insurance was at $2,000 a month for me, Sharon, and the three children that are still at home. $2,000 a month. I never used it. And then the couple times that I had to use it for something way back when, like 15 years ago, you know, it was not for me, it was for the kids or whatever, it didn't pay anything because my deductible was $10,000, and they raised the deductible to $15,000, and they had a deductible for $20,000. And I'm like, and the rates kept going up. Finally, I looked at it and I thought, well, I'm insured on my automobiles. I'm super healthy. I take my supplements every week, every day, every few hours. And I said, my blood pressure is perfect. You know, my weight's good. My body mass index, excellent. I have no health issues at all. I take no prescription drugs at all. Actually, very rarely ever even take an aspirin. And I thought, okay, well, what am I going to do? I said, I've got health insurance. I've got workman's comp if I get hurt at work, and I've got health insurance in the automobiles, which is the big thing all the time. If you get into an automobile accident, you have a situation in which you end up with a huge bill from the hospital. I thought, well, why don't I just raise my hospital rate on how much they pay at the hospital and not worry about it? Because I'm not going to get sick, and I'm not going to do chemotherapy. I'm not going to do radiation. I'm not going to do any of that stuff anyhow. I know too much about the industry and how crooked it is. So I dropped it all years and years ago. And I mean, God, I mean, like 6-7 years ago. And I haven't looked back. I haven't missed those $2,000 a month payments either. By now, it's probably $3,000 a month. And guys, it's just a big, giant ripoff. Now, I'm not telling you to cancel your insurance, because a lot of you guys have insurance because you have special needs children, or you have health problems or whatever. You need to have that insurance. I got that. But guys, here pretty quick, I'll be qualifying for Medicare and Medicaid. I'll be 65. I mean, it'll be great, you know, but I still won't use it, because it just doesn't matter to me anymore. I'm to the point where I paid so much money in on premiums that I never used that they can pound salt. That's as far as I'm concerned. Now, by the way, Apple is now building, this is from the Wall Street Journal, there's another liberal news rag, Apple to build a China data center to meet new cybersecurity laws. Now, you just heard that right. This is the Data China Center in China. The iPhone maker's compliance comes to face increasing regulatory headwinds in China. So now we're going to have Apple computers putting giant data centers in the People's Republic of China, Beijing, to comply with tough new cybersecurity rules. Apple will begin storing all cloud data for its China customers with a government-owned company, a move that means they're relinquishing some control over its Chinese data. Apple will build its first Chinese data center in the southern province of Guizhou to house data for customers of its iCloud service. The data includes photos, documents, messages, apps, and videos uploaded by Apple users throughout the mainland, the company has said. Do you realize how much globalism is involved in this, and how much data breaching we're going to get with this? And when they start breaking and breaching the data with China, over there with Apple, and we know they're going to use the same type of security protocols with all of the Apple security and data they have here in the United States. There's just the levels of how many things can go wrong with this are unbelievable. And here we are, we're going to be giving this type of technology to the Chinese government, because remember, they're going to have to share all of this with China because they're communists. So this level of technology that Apple has developed now is going to go to the People's Republic of China. Remember, that's how they got their silent shaft technology through Toshiba, through the Clintons, for the nuclear submarines, so they couldn't hear them in the ocean when they couldn't track them any longer. That's how they got their IBM, basically, guidance systems through Clinton also for their intercontinental ballistic missiles before the Clintons would simply blow up on the platform or get up a mile up and blow up. They couldn't have guidance systems that work. We have given them this kind of technology over the last 20 years now, and now we're fixing to give them the most advanced technology that we have through Apple. Unbelievable loss. And I saw this and I said, I've got to talk about this. Nobody else talks about this stuff. I figured I had to talk about it. What do you think?
Well, here's what's happened now is with the level of usage of these cell phones and tablets and everything now, I mean, majority, or at least a large, large percentage of the entire world now keeps a huge part of their life confidential, emails, phone calls, text messages, everything, social media, all stuff, on these phones. And so what they have found now is these phones are basically giant databases for every single person, and if they can figure out how to control and manipulate and breach these things, which is what's going to happen, you just called it out, this has nothing to do with keeping any of stuff safe. This is all about getting control over the population over there, and in turn, spreading it globally, because you know, obviously, Apple phones go all over the world. The United States is one of the biggest purchasers of them. So all this stuff is going to tie right back in to them. I'm sure there's going to be all types of encryptions and backdoor accesses and everything that they're going to be able to tie into these phones, even if they're out of the country, even if they're used in the United States, if they need to do so for security purposes. This is all about getting us into that entire grid system, as I've warned everybody about. That's why we have the mega facility out in Utah, the giant database center that stores a lot of this stuff. All this stuff is coming together because in the next 10 to 15 years, and it may even be shorter than that, but that's my honest opinion. I think especially about the next 10 years, by the beginning of 2030 or so, from what I've seen, from the research that I've seen from the UN, from all this stuff that they've been trying to do, they really want to have a one world control group, and not just a government, not just a currency, not just a military, but an entire surveillance control grid globally controlled by one unit, which will be, you know, the satanic globalists, Rothschilds, whatever you want to name on them. They're all together, colluding together. But that's what they're going for. So it's very important that we always try to do the best we can to keep backup information, to stay out of the grid as much as possible. I know we all have our phones, we have info on them, but never be so wrapped up in a phone or have so much information on it that if it gets broken or if it gets lost or if it gets compromised, your whole life, your whole access to everything is ruined. You're just like, I'm done, it's over with. Always keep stuff, hard copies on paper in a fireproof safe. Always have extra backups of things, and be also very careful what you put on a lot of these electronic devices, because they can all be hacked, and more than likely, from what we've seen with the CIA, they're all monitored on a regular basis. You can watch that movie Snowden and get a small glimpse of that, what the NSA does. So just be very wary of that and understand what's going on and what they're trying to tie us into. So the more you can become least dependent on a lot of these electronics, the better off everybody's going to be, especially in the Christian patriot community, because we're going to be able to handle things much better if we have a grid down situation, if we have a surveillance compromise, if we get to a point where we say, guys, we can't be on phones anymore. We have to try and do, you know, the satellite radio show from an extra, you know, an outside source. We're not going to compromise ourselves. We're not going to give away positions. It may go to that level. I really hope it doesn't. I really hope Trump can make some huge changes, and I hope the divine hand of God will come down and have mercy on this country and give us basically some extra time to bring us back to our roots that we were once founded on, Dad. That's why I was, again, so excited when you talked about that yesterday to me and on the show today about Rodney Howard Brown laying hands and praying for Pastor Trump. That's a lot, or President Trump. That's a lot of cool stuff right there in one story. I'm really excited that we may be making some progress here.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Is Trump perfect? Absolutely not. But my gosh, guys, we don't have to look at Hillary Clinton. I mean, God, that woman, she nauseates me. And Bill Clinton looks like he has AIDS. He's about to die. I mean, we don't have to look at these two hacking medical disasters walking around the White House for 4 or 8 years, finding out how many people that Bill Clinton can continue to rape. And it's just unbelievable that these people actually were the only thing the Democratic Party could come up with for the president of the United States. So we don't have to just deal with the witch of Benghazi and what she did with Benghazi, and all of the compromise that Obama did with the Fast and the Furious and IRS gate, and just start me up on that, all of the stuff that he's done in the past 8 years of his presidency. And now he wants to get back into politics. I mean, he won't just shut up and go away. I mean, it's like the gay Kenyan can't stop running his mouth. It's ridiculous. So, guys, it's so important that we do, as I said at the beginning of this show, support Donald Trump with our prayers. Let's pray right now. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for Donald Trump. I pray for divine mercy on him, Lord. I pray for divine guidance on him. I pray for divine protection around him, Lord. I station angels all around him. I plead the blood of Christ over him. I put a hedge of thorns around him, Lord. And Father, if he's been compromised in any area, Father, have him stand firm in the Word and find a way out of that compromised situation that he's in, to allow him to stand firm for you and for Yeshua. And for you, Yahweh, I mean, just stand there for the real power. He said that the real power has walked in, the power of God. Guys, he is searching for what he knows to be the truth. So let's help support him, Father. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, it's so important that we believe that he's going to be protected, because, guys, he is right now walking in the footsteps of John F. Kennedy. He is hacked off the deep state. And, guys, we can't walk away from the prayers that we're going to continue to pray for him, guys. It's so very important. By the way, we have a First Amendment victory, Austin. The Third Circuit Court rules that citizens and journalists have the right to film and record police in public. Wow. This is from the Russell.
Wow, that's excellent.
Yeah. This is from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In a victory for the First Amendment, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit has ruled that citizens and journalists have a right to record police in public without fear of retaliation. Attorneys for the Rutherford Institute had filed a friend of the court brief in a case arguing that the right of citizens to make recordings of public law enforcement activities is essential to protecting a citizen press, which plays an ever-increasingly important role in the dissemination of information. A lower court had previously ruled that the city of Philadelphia could not be sued by those who were arrested or physically assaulted by police, allegedly for having filmed police carrying out their duties in public. Guys, this is so, so, so important that we got this ruling, and I hope it's going to stand, and I hope if it goes to the Supreme Court, it stands. Guys, the other day I got an email in. Some black woman was in a convenience store in some black neighborhood, and it was awful. This cop, this white cop, beat her with a baton like she was a dog. I mean, and he kept saying, stop resisting, stop resisting. She wasn't even doing anything. And he's beating her because she couldn't get her hands behind her back fast enough. Guys, this isn't okay. This isn't okay. It's not okay for a white cop to do that to black people. It's not okay for a black cop to do that to black people. It's not okay for a black cop to do that to white people. It's not okay. There's nothing okay about this. You can't justify being beaten with a baton when you're not doing anything. Finally, he handcuffs her, drags her out of the store, walking out. She just keeps saying, what did I do? What did I do? Guys, this is police brutality. In fact, I sent that email to my sheriff, that video, Grady Judd, because he's a friend of mine. And I said in the email I sent him, I said, Grady, I am so glad that you are our sheriff and this garbage doesn't happen here in my county. And he emailed me back and he says, thank you so much, Ted. Sincerely, Grady. Guys, we have to hold our law enforcement guys to the same accountability that we're held accountable to. We can't, if somebody doesn't do something that we don't want them to do and they're not presenting any harm to us and we're asking them to do stuff, we can't start beating them. It's not okay to beat people, okay? If he needs backup or whatever, or she's like going to try to pick up something to hit him, that's different. But you don't beat somebody with a baton. I guarantee you that woman was black and blue from the beating that she took. For absolutely no reason that was on that video at all. And this is some alpha male guy, probably geeked up on steroids, been hitting the weights too much, or whatever he's been doing, just going in there and just treating somebody like an animal. Guys, it's not okay. It doesn't matter if the police is black, white, oriental, Hispanic, it makes no difference. Nobody has the right to treat another human being like that, period. Got myself all riled up. Guys, I love you. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Man, what a quick show this was. You guys have gotten some phenomenal shows this week, man. They've been on me. Every show's been on point. Guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the show. Gosh, thank you. I mean, for doing the Hagman coupon, the Doug Five. I mean, you guys are doing great. You know, we're almost out of the Maximum Energy books now. I know we had made that commitment to the folks on listening on Doug's show that everybody ordered $300 worth of stuff. We'd get a Maximum Energy book this week. That's coming to a screeching halt. We're almost out of books, like either today or tomorrow. But thank you for that, guys. Thank you for your support. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thank you for praying for us. My gosh. I mean, that's the power. The power is in prayer. We're going to do that. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. You're going to love tomorrow's show. So, guys, thank you for supporting us. Thank you for getting your multiples from us. Thank you for just being there for us. God bless you guys. I love you. Austin, go ahead and close. I'll go ahead and write up the summary, buddy. I love you guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely, bud. Appreciate it. Yes, guys, we appreciate all the support. Thank you for everything you guys do. If you guys want to check out the newsletter, you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter on the website at healthmasters.com, and also check out any of the products on there in the search bar. We have a couple of the big kits right up front and also more kits to the right. You can click the Basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit or the Maximum Health Kit bar below it. Also, too, be sure to check out the Purple Sticks. They're on sale for 20% off on Product of the Week. That's our B12 methylcobalamin formula. Very, very popular product. Most people use them as a pre-workout. A lot of times when I use them, which I don't use them much anymore, but when I do use them, I mix like one packet in with a scoop of the HGH Stimulate. But most of the time, because I watch my heart, I usually just take one scoop of the HGH Stimulate. But anybody that's not worried about that, a scoop of HGH Stimulate with one Purple Stick packet is an incredibly effective pre-workout tool. Really gets your blood flowing, really gets you pumped up, really increase vascularity and strength. So be sure to check that out at healthmasters.com. If you guys need to email us, you can go up to the search bar at the top and type in the word contact and fill out the search, the contact form with your name, your info, and send us an email. If you guys need to call us, 1-800-726-1834. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Dad will be on the show solo. He's got a bunch of great stuff. I'll be leaving tomorrow. I will talk to you guys again Monday. So have a great weekend. I don't hear from you tomorrow, and have a blessed, safe time, guys.